Hey, podcasting! It's Patrick Haggerty with the new podcast, Tradewind Radio. This podcast will be about basically anything I want to talk about. This podcasting deal has actually been new to me for several months now. My first ever podcast I listened to was January 31st, 2005. And I first heard about podcasting from NPR. They did a segment on this new form of radio called podcasting. And I heard, "Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters." And Adam Curry's intro. And wow, that really kicked me off to this whole new world of media. I'm really excited about doing my own podcast. And that's part of the reason I really love podcasting. I mean, you can do whatever you want. People don't care. And if they don't want to listen to it, they don't want to listen to it. And, you know, you don't have to worry about it. And if, you know, you want something to change, you know, there's no corporate BS to go through, you know. If you like my podcast and you want to email me about it, I'm available at wayofthesword@gmail.com. This podcast, I'm planning on talking a lot of recent news and goings-on, so hopefully I won't bore you guys to death. Maybe I'll try to get some Podsafe music thrown in there. The most recent bit of news, actually about two or three weeks old now, is what happened in New York City with the bike, the critical mass. It's a bike ride to protest oil consumption over in, well, it's all over the country. It's all over the world, actually. And this, the particular ride I'm talking about, it took place in New York. I want to say it was in late March, last Friday of March. And these bike riders, I first heard about this critical mass from a guy, John Winston, over in San Francisco, who does the Bikescape podcast. And John, he's a really great guy. He's a real bike activist, and I don't know if I'm really a bike activist. I ride a lot. I have a recumbent, for those of you who love recumbents. I love mine. John actually talked to some of the people that were involved in the critical mass, where a lot of people were arrested. They all met in, I want to say Union Square is where they met. And the police had cordoned off pretty much all the roads into Union Square. And every bicyclist they saw, they pretty much arrested them. They arrested, I want to say over 100 people. They arrested a lot of people. And all the bikes, they said some kind of BS charge about the bikes. They cut them off. They cut the locks off with these big chainsaws and took them away to be impounded, I guess, is what you do with a bike. But basically, they said there's a law where a bike can't be left alone for an extended period of time, I guess. I don't know exactly that means, like what the legal limit is for you to leave your bike alone, but that's pretty bogus. And I mean, some people commute to work on their bikes. I mean, what are they going to do? Park it in a parking spot at work? I mean, they probably ride their bikes because they like riding their bikes, not because they're terrorists with bombs on their bikes or anything like that. That's just dumb. John, sorry if you listen to this podcast, John, I apologize. I lost my train of thought. Okay. John was talking about this new organization that's trying to get all these guys out of prison or jail. I guess I don't know what kind of prison they're in right now. But called Time's Up. That's times-up.org, I want to say. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Anyone email me. You have my email. But they're trying to fund all these people's a court case against the city of New York. For arresting these people unlawfully and stealing bikes. I mean, they're like thugs now. I mean, from... I think they're thugs now. No one should be able to arrest someone for riding a bike. That's dumb. Moving on, now that I've gotten the most stressful piece of news off my chest, I'd like to talk about myself. My name is Patrick Haggerty. I'm a student at Stars Mill High School in Georgia somewhere. If you really care, you can look me up on Google. I'm 17. I suppose I'm an okay student. Anyway, Stars Mill. What's been going on at Stars Mill? I can't really say much has. Well, prom. Let's talk about prom. Oh my God. My friends are very interesting. I guess I shouldn't talk that much about them because they'll be listening to this to see how good it is. But, wow, we are a funny bunch. We are just now pretty much planning for prom. I guess a week? No, less than a week before. we didn't plan anything, so we don't have a limo. Food, I don't know. We don't really care about food that much, otherwise we would have taken care of it sooner. We had some issues. I picked a restaurant that not everyone liked, I guess. I guess pubs are not viable prom restaurants. For anyone who has ever been to a pub for prom, please email me and tell me how it was. Because the pub I always wanted to go to, you know, it was a nice pub. We had to sit outside, and it's not like it was a smoky bar or anything. It was nice. Yeah, Piedmont Park. Transportation. You know how most people have limos or these big, like, party buses? What do we have? I don't even know what we have yet. I guess it's my job now to get transportation for our group. Well, right now, it's pretty much someone's mom driving us there. And I guess some of us want a van, like a 7-seater van, to get there. Unfortunately, I think, actually, someone's mom, my friend Russ, actually, his mom, I mean, we could pay her. I mean, it wouldn't cost that much, and she'd be glad to do it anyway. She's a very, very nice woman. We could just pay her to do it, and, you know, it'd be like our own chauffeur. Yeah, it wouldn't be as classy, but heck, I'm wearing my band tuxedo, the tuxedo I wear for band concerts. It's not the highest quality, and in fact, I'm probably one of the thriftiest people when it comes to spending for prom, seeing as I haven't spent any money on it yet. And I probably will spend money for transportation, minimum money. And I guess it'll cost me a lot for dinner. We're planning on going to a place that isn't that expensive. And Fayetteville, I guess, we didn't really want to go in city. We wanted to go to Atlanta somewhere, but of course every place we found in Atlanta was either too expensive or just not up to the standards. I wish my friends liked ethnic food more. I really like different kinds of ethnic food. I'll eat anything, pretty much, except for, I don't know, it depends. Someone name something you've had at a restaurant that I haven't eaten. I'd really like to know, and I might eat it. I might choose to. I might not. What else is going on right now? I guess I can talk about Boy Scouts. I didn't really want to say that I was a Boy Scout, but it's unavoidable now. Pretty much, I got my Eagle project to do. I just visited, I went to my friend's Eagle ceremony. My friend David, he got his Eagle Award. Congratulations, David, if you ever listen to this. You probably will if I burn it for you on a disc. My friends don't really know much about podcasting, only what I've told them. I feel like such a nerd. Like, you know, here I am sitting in front of my computer, talking into a microphone and hoping that somebody outside will listen to me. And as funny as I think that is, I don't know. So, right now, I think I'm going to cut the podcast short. I really, really wanted to get it to about 20 minutes, but I guess I need more content. Apparently, you know, you can't, if you don't have enough content, people aren't going to listen to it. At least that's what Adam Curry says. I don't know, maybe I can find something to talk about. I haven't listened to the recent Bikescape. Well, yeah, I have, I take it back. I haven't listened to the most recent Curry podcast, and I started listening to these new podcasts over in Japan. I happen to be a big Japanophile, is what some people would call me. And I just hope maybe I can talk about those guys. Those guys are kind of cool. I've always been interested in what it's like to be kind of a foreigner over there. I don't really have an outro song yet, but I'm going to work on that, and I've got some Podsafe music, or at least some music that isn't technically illegal for me to download or play. I think it's illegal for me to play that anyway. If anyone wants to email me some kind of opinions and suggestions for my new podcast, you can email me at Way of the Sword. That's WayOfTheSword at gmail.com. Please email me. I have a blog running that hopefully I can get it set up to download the podcast from there. Right now I'm going to try and post it on iPodder.org and maybe some other podcasting websites. So thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Patrick on Tradewinds Radio, signing off.